My selfishness had caused me to make so many poor decisions. It was clear that I should follow the teachings of Christ.
Even though I didn't realize it, God has always been with me, weeping when I was weeping and waiting for me to really trust Him.
It's not about me, but it's about God.
Rather than viewing God in an adversarial relationship, I saw that He was my friend and that He had an abundant life ready for me and that His plan was to prosper me and not to harm me. And I didn't have to run from Him scared. I could bring the things in me that hurt and the things in me that just didn't add up, that I didn't understand, and to know that it was okay that I didn't understand, that I just needed to come before Him every day and ask that His will be done and not mine.
You have heard some courageous testimonies from individuals whose lives have been changed. They all made two very important decisions. First, they made the most important decision they will ever make by asking Christ into their lives. Then they decided to make another very important choice, to start attending Celebrate Recovery at a church in their area. They found others there that understood their struggle, no matter what it was. They found acceptance, love, and encouragement as they worked on finding freedom from their hurts, hang-ups, and habits. Today, right now, where you are, I invite you to make the same two decisions that they made. First, establish a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Praise God that we do not need a perfect understanding of Him to ask Christ into our lives. Why? Because God does not only lead us year by year and day by day, but God directs our way step by step. If you haven't asked Jesus Christ to be your higher power and your Savior in your life, what are you waiting for? Pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I have tried to do it all by myself, on my own power, and I have failed. I know that You died for my sins and were raised from the dead so that I could spend eternity with You. I'm truly sorry for all the wrong things that I have done, the poor choices that I have made. I don't want to live this way anymore. Today I want to turn my life over to You. You are the one and only true higher power. I ask that You help me think less about me and my will. I want to daily turn my will over to You, to daily seek Your direction and wisdom for my life. Please continue to help me overcome my hurts, hang-ups, and habits, that victory over them may help others as they see Your power at work in me. Help me to do Your will always. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Congratulations and welcome to the family. I encourage you to share the decision you just made with someone today.